we're confirming today a commitment to spend €73 million on what in effect is 8 major water supply schemes across the county. We have new treatment plants to build for Letterkenny, Creasla, Ballyshannon and Ontesca, and we have to upgrade significantly existing plants at Gortahork, Lettermacaward, Killybegs and East Innishowen. And these schemes are essentially replacing old schemes or upgrading schemes to deal with the fact that water treatment in Donegal is not up to modern standards, and we can't ensure that all of the regulatory requirements for drinking water can be met on a continuous basis in many of our schemes in the county.
Well, what is, I know you've mentioned a figure now of 73 million. Is that a figure that we've heard before?
No. There would have been schemes in the investment programme for all of these situations, and some of these schemes were on the books for 15 or 20 years. What we've inherited is a situation where there was a huge amount of difficulties and problems, schemes in planning at various stages, but none taken through to the point of delivery. In effect, what we've had to do is go back and rescope all of those schemes, try to come up with the most cost-effective solutions that we could, and then drive forward the priority programme projects. And the priority projects are those that will provide clean, safe drinking water. We also obviously have some very urgent issues in Donegal on untreated sewage discharge in Bundoran and Killybegs, for example. And so we will be spending over €30 million on wastewater treatment as well in the next 3 years.
Now, Rathmullen comes to mind. I don't see it on the list, and there are problems in that area. I'm only mentioning that as one.
You have right across Donegal, you have a lot of small schemes. In fact, as a country, we have something like 861 separate water schemes. Northern Ireland has 29 in the whole of Northern Ireland. We need to rationalise many of the schemes, and part of the solutions that we're bringing forward now involves pipelines to replace existing plants. So we will be removing a number of the existing old plants, and we haven't covered in this programme all of the smaller schemes that have to be dealt with. Fintown, Rathmullen, Churchill, there are a number of smaller schemes that we have to resolve, and we're working with Donegal County Council to figure out interim solutions for many of those. Because I should say, for example, in the case of Letterkenny, you know, we will be 3 years before we'll have a full modern treatment plant in Letterkenny, and we need to link in the Pollen Dam scheme to provide sufficient water for the region. But in the meantime, we're working through an urgent procurement of an ultraviolet radiation plant, and the purpose of that is to deactivate cryptosporidium. So we'll deal with that risk during the next 6 to 8 months. But that's an interim step, and it's not a full treatment. And we have a disinfection programme going across all water supplies in Donegal, and that will happen over the next 6 to 9 months. That will improve disinfection and ensure that there are no E. coli issues. But again, it doesn't deal with the more detailed problems that require full chemical treatment.
Right, so there seems to be a couple of different announcements here. You've mentioned $22 million for the Letterkenny Water Supply Scheme. $11 million for the Glenties area, so that takes in various schemes as well, including Gortahork, Fulcarra, Letchamacaward, Creasla. Long-term supply to the Glenties Ardra scheme, you've mentioned Killybegs, but you've also mentioned Innishowen as well. But what about these local areas? Did you say there's going to be a smaller scheme for some of these smaller areas?
Yeah, we're not pretending that we've solved every problem in Donegal in this announcement. This is a commitment of €73 million for projects that are currently being delivered. Design teams have been appointed. They're preparing the designs and contract documents. Various planning applications will have to be put in for aspects of the schemes as they come forward. And all of these schemes will be constructed between now and the end of 2018, some a little bit earlier, but over that period. There are many, many other smaller issues and problems around the treatment plants of the county, as there are across the country. So in parallel with our major investment programme, what I'm referring to here, I suppose, is the major capital programme. But we also have about €4 to €5 million committed in Donegal for what we call minor programmes of works. For example, mains replacement in Stanorlar at the moment, wastewater flow monitoring, the disinfection programme that I mentioned, and indeed various health and safety improvements. And for example, a new wastewater treatment plant in the village of St Johnston. So these are, if you like, smaller scale works that are happening on a continuous basis, and we're rolling them out to framework contracts that we have in place. But these bigger schemes take longer to get through planning. They're very significant schemes. They involve waylaves and CPO arrangements to purchase land and so on. And for that reason, they take a number of years before you can bring them to site. But I think it's extremely important to demonstrate that all of these problems are being addressed and that we will have schemes on the ground. We will, you know, in the course of developing these schemes, give more information locally to people involved so that they understand basically what the current water quality conditions are, or sort of drinking water conditions are, and also, you know, when they can expect the schemes to be up and running.
Okay. Now, you mentioned the Pollen Dam, or the Eddie Fullerton Dam. What did you say about the extension of it?
We are proposing to bring a pipeline from that to serve, to support the Letterkenny region. So we're effectively using spare capacity in the Pollen Dam scheme to supplement the Letterkenny area.
What does that mean? What does that mean for the supply to Inishowen then? Because people in Inishowen might think, well, if you're taking our water, will that mean there'll be a diminishing of what we get?
Well, I suppose part of the Irish Water Strategy is to develop not just a county-wide, but indeed national strategy for water services. And you'll have heard us talking perhaps about, you know, the Eastern Midlands region of Dublin, for example, where we're looking at cross-county and regional schemes. In the case of Donegal, what we've looked at is a county-wide strategy where we've looked at the water resources available and the most effective, cost-effective, economical and sustainable ways of meeting all of the needs in the county. And, you know, for that reason, the taking water from one area to another is certainly not going to compromise the needs locally. We've determined that already. So we've calculated, if you like, the medium to long term requirements and then come up with a strategy for the resolution of water supply for the certainly medium to long term.
So some people in Letterkenny are going to be getting their water from the Eddie Fullerton Pollen Dam, that's what you're saying?
Yes, or indeed a blended supply between that and the new plant that's being proposed at Galdrum.
When you're saying over the next number of years, when will we actually see the sort of spades in?
Well, all of these schemes need further planning approvals, and all of them need site investigations and, you know, the development of contract documents in order to be able to go on. And the next step then would be the tender stage. So, unfortunately, EASY is going to take a number of years. Very few of those large schemes will get to site in 2016. All of them will be on site in 2017. A number probably will be on site before the end of 2016, because we hope to have the scheme in Ballyshannon and Onteska, for example, completed during 2017. But all of the schemes are currently being worked on. Design teams have been appointed, and the work is in hand.
Gerry Grant, this is Head of Asset Management with Irish Water. Do you envisage any planning problems?
Well, there are always planning issues. I mean, for example, a year ago we had hopes to get the new wastewater plans for Bundoran and Killybegs underway, but there were issues with Wayleaves, and we've just confirmed in the last week with An Bord Pleanála the final CPO on a Wayleave issue there. So we now expect to be able to go ahead with that scheme. So clearly you can run into difficulty with issues to do with, you know, conservation designations or particular objections on schemes, and you can never rule out that because the legal process, you know, can become complex, but we have reasonable expectations that the schemes we're going ahead with now, in many cases we have enough water abstraction rights. Water abstraction rights can be the most problematic issue. So I think there's a very good chance that all of these schemes will proceed to plan.
Okay, I would like to know, I mean, people are hearing 73 million announced today invested in Donegal drinking water schemes. What other announcements for other counties are being made today? How can we compare like with like?
Well, I think if you look specifically at drinking water, you'll see the characteristics of Donegal were very similar to those in Galway and Kerry, where, you know, these western counties had relatively good raw waters, which then didn't have much by way of treatment. So in the next month or so, we will have a commitment to, we will have a major new treatment plant, for example, for central Kerry. And we have a number of other treatment plants in the county. We have significant investments in Galway. Waterford is a particular example, where they have over 100 individual small water schemes. We have to spend a lot of money to reduce that number dramatically and build a more sustainable water infrastructure for the county. So on a county-by-county basis, yes, you will see announcements over the coming months, and I suppose that's a reflection, really, of the strategies that we've been working on since we were established at the beginning of last year.
How do we know that we're getting our fair share, I suppose, is a question I'm asking you. How will we be able to view that, assess that?
Well, I think it's very clear that Donegal didn't get its fair share in the past. It's quite clear to me that the water supply situation in the county is certainly not as good as it should be. I suppose the bottom line for me is not so much to compare what's going into any county or area, but to look at the quality of drinking water service and wastewater service being provided. Our objective is frankly that every customer of ours, wherever they are in the country, should enjoy the same level of service, and that's not the situation at the moment. Our job, I think, is to target investment to ensure that that becomes the reality for everybody.